Carlson in Los Angeles, they are buying press.
That is small press. That is not for printing books. So small pamphlets.
But this has also been done well. This is the Rhoda edition.
George is going to make any more records? Recording?
He has already made one record about our Hare Krishna movement.
Really?
Yes, recent.
With talking on it, vocal.
Huh?
With some talking on it.
That I do not know. Shyam Sundar is coming tomorrow. Where is that telling you?
It's just here.
India, I'll have to go South Africa. Johannesburg?
Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, yes. There also we had meeting with great success. And from Johannesburg, then I shall go to London. In Moscow also we have got a small center.
Okay.
Yes. I went to Moscow.
Russians running it?
Yes, Russian young boys are as good as, I mean, by artificial means they have been checked.
Yes.
Russian government is not good at all. Suppression, simply suppression.
But they permit this kind of thing?
They do not permit, but they are holding class.
Holding class?
Yeah, reading Bhagavad Gita. And I am getting that boy married with my one French girl disciple. Then he will be strong. We are also playing politics. you know that?
Mandakini.
Mandakini, yes.
Very nice.
Very nice. Okay. You have seen her?
Very nice.
Very nice. Very intelligent, educated, beautiful, everything. And I have asked her that you go to Russia and marry that boy. She has accepted.
He has accepted.
Great risk.
Great risk?
Yes. These rascals at any time can arrest anyone and keep him in the concentration. Oh, it is a dangerous government. And they will take you anywhere, so nobody will know. Just like even a great person, Khrushchev, nobody knows his whereabouts. Very dangerous one. But as they are advertising, people are not happy. Moscow City is nice, but it is old constructed. The recent communistic government has not done anything. There are very big buildings, nice roads, everything, but they are all old, not new.
What they are doing with their wealth?
Huh?
What they are doing with their wealth?
When?
What are they doing with their wealth if they are not investing it in economic?
They simply spending from military? Yes,
sir.
That is their business? If they are keeping a strong military strength?
The sign of piety there is vegetarian.
Huh?
The sign
who
of
says?
Dr. Chander. He just came back.
From Russia?
From Russia, again.
Nonsense. There is nothing but meat.
He said that some people who are religious, they are vegetarian.
I don't think there is any vegetarian. Because in this store, you will get only meat. There is no vegetable. No fruit. Shamsundar had to spend 2 hours for collecting food, no rice, good quality, nothing. For vegetarians it is very, very difficult to live in Moscow.
Just recently the Russians went to the United States and bought huge quantities of grains for Russia.
There are no grains.
They bought some wheat.
It is a barren land, icy land. Huge land, icy.
They are being punished.
And I was in month of June, still at the morning, the wind was so cold. Oh. And there is double glass, every window, double glass. Just like aeroplane, double. And at 11:30 evening in the month of June, when in your country it is 11:30, that is evening. And at 3:30 morning, and still the little night, that is just like dusk, it is not completely dark. Laborer class, asking whether, whether Astachan asking? Keep it off. Class moment. At you. Every corner of the street, Lenin's picture. All books are sold, then Lenin. No other literature. You cannot get taxi.
No?
Poor man, they cannot pay for taxi.
Why?
Yeah. A very little number. When I was talking with Professor Kotovsky, so I asked him now, he said, go, get me a taxi. So it is Moscow. So he got down, he personally told me, instead of taking taxi waiting, please go in this way and we go to another place. This will be shortcut. People are walking and they are running for the bus. It is not at all a rich country, poor country. And if you see the shops, you'll find old savvy, especially antique shop. Because you cannot purchase generally everything, you have to purchase from government store. And in queue, it is bothering. And that is actually in India it is going to happen like this. Everything you have to purchase in queue. Yeah?
Yes.
So you have to waste so much time.
Milk you have to purchase in queue.
Everything.
I have experienced that directly in India, Prabhupada, because I'm working with these merchants all the time, and the government is nationalizing and taking over one industry after another. They took over the control of flour, they took over the control of sugar, they've already got rice, then they took over the exportation of textiles. And I say, don't you have anything in your constitution to prevent this? They said, no. We have voted in the government for 6 years, they can do as they like. Way is to wait 6 years and vote about it, but there's no provisions.
The future is not very nice. And government management means no one servant.
No
one servant. Everyone servant means no one servant. They are known servant.
They will never give you anything.
Comparatively, life in foreign countries nice, because I am saying from materialistic point of view, in America you can get anything without any control, any amount, any.
There is more supply than demand.
That is the problem there.
Yes.
What to do with the stuff that we have got and that we have produced? That is an economic problem.
Not just supply, quality. When you buy an orange and you have a glass of orange juice, it's orange, it's not yellow.
Yes.
By their lack of demand, we are reaping a harvest.
Yes, especially in California, oranges. If you compare orange here, available. Dates, first class dates, first class orange. There's watermelon. All season you get watermelon. Tarmuj. First class. And kharmuj. And what is that special kharmuj in producing Kesi hat? That greenish?
Honeydew?
There's no special name for it.
Yes, it is special. Didn't know.
Yes.
The greenish.
It's a special quality.
Yes, in your country it's called honeycomb.
Honeydew.
Honeydew, yes. Oh, I immediately remember the Kesi hat. That's right. So sweet, little greens. But you can get all the year round. Actually, America is favored. Therefore, I repeatedly say that the Americans, you are graced by God. You simply take this Krishna consciousness when you become first class nation. And actually they are taking more than other countries.
You will become communists?
It has already begun. India will become communist.
As suppressive as Russia.
What do you think?
It's difficult to predict. I don't think so soon.
One life member, very dramatically the other day, said, it is not around the corner.
Actually, in Bengal they have become communist.
She says, we are amidst it.
Madras they have become communist.
She says we are amidst communism.
Yeah.
She said it is not around the corner. We are amidst it now.
So it's very obvious.
We are in the midst of it.
That is what she said.
Even the optimistic merchants and people you talk to, I say, is communist government? They say, well, is communist-minded government? The government is printed in the paper. One headline recently, it says by next March, what is that called? Rana or Rava? Next March, calendar.
Rana?
Rava or something. Particular notation on the calendar. It corresponds to March or April. It's RA something. I don't know the exact period of time, but by March, the government says they want to completely take over the control of wheat by this time. They've already taken over the control of atta and flour and now suji. They want to take over the control of wheat and the control of sugar completely. So all these things, what we are seeing is what they are doing. They are taking over control they're rationing the items, but in the ration shop you can get 800 grams of the product, and then you have to go out onto the market and buy at outrageous prices because nobody can feed a family on 800 grams of sugar a month. Very little. Five people. Ration basis. The price of sugar has gone up over a rupee and a half since the government.
Ration means black money.
Especially in Bengal, the women would bring up chicken forever. We come to Calcutta, we will keep them forever.
Come to Bombay, we'll make whatever arrangements.
We have published our brochure.
Nicely in the Krishna book of the sacrifices of Vasudeva, where Lord Krishna speaks and says that to the assembled sages and ascetics, that seeing you is the perfection of these eyes and the perfection of life, and that those persons who go to the holy places only to take bath there or to see the deities in the temple, they are no better than animals like the ass. I've been thinking that how you have presented this ISKCON movement as an assembly of devotees all over the world. So persons, they don't even have to go to the holy places. Simply by walking into one of your temples, it's like walking around Vrindavan and having an association of these great ascetics and sages. Because your teachings are there in your world. That's why I come from it.
Because I don't feel like spending money for them.
Good job.
Fine.
Similar duty will have in this London Buckshire Palace.
They don't look like deities. They look like boy and girl.
Yes. Kishore Kishore.
Yes.
Yes. Very nice. People come to see the deities in Bombay.
Jaipur?
Yes. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And especially a new Vrindavan beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Krishna is so attractive.
Mm-hmm. But they are all from Jaipur. Jaipur is the place.
We are just packing for sending a clinic. One said from Jaipur.
In Laon also you can have.
Bombay will be very expensive. I think here.
No, we don't pay anything. We work ourselves.
Oh, I see. Then why not here in Vrindavan?
Yes, we can also have.
For publications, this should be the central place.
In our ISKCON place in New York, our men are working.
That's fine. Nothing like that.
We don't pay anything outside. We do everything outside.
Good, very good.
Even ordinary repairing. We cannot pay outside. It is so expensive.
You should have that press here. All this kind of work, reading, writing, printing, composing, this should be done here. Because this is the proper
place. Apply moderation.
You don't pay any offer in Bombay?
Eh?
Bombay?
No.
No offer?
No. Maybe their people have a sufficient income. Here the municipality has no income. The stress and outcry, this old bother is, you cannot stop. Suppose if you want to stop 50,000 worth paper, unnecessarily you have to pay 5%.
5 to 10%.
Huh?
5 to 10%.
5 to 10%. Now 50,000 at 5 to 10%, how much? Unnecessary, you have to block. And to take back that you are upright, I've got experience when I as a lover I'm doing business, you know. Mm-hmm. Or to take back the upright, mm-hmm. it is hanging. Mm-hmm. I could not develop my wholesale business due to the upright. Then I arranged, because I was agent of Dr. Bose Society. I was dispersing goods direct from Calcutta and sending bill from Iran. The outcry bothers, I have got experience. We cannot do any large scale business. The large-scale government do not follow it. Due to this outcry botheration, nobody can do any large-scale business. Either you have to keep your godown beyond the outcry limit.
You can do that.
Huh?
You can do that here, and because the outcry limit is very close to your building. Just have a problem.
Why the government is still keeping this outcry botheration network? It is old system. Practically in UP and Punjab, this outcry system. Bihar there is no outcry. In Bengal there is no outcry. I think in Bombay also. Maharashtra province. There is no outcry. Only in UP and Punjab. There is so much
power. Haryana also.
Huh?
Haryana also.
Haryana also.
Ugalanga altar. When he saw that picture, he said, why is the door closed in the Guru Ugalanga altar?
No, there is no door. There is no cloud. These three doors are open. That is not Guru Gauranga. That is extra.
Extra.
Not regularly.
Not
regular. I simply came to see what they are doing.
Which place did you come?
Kosi. You are present there.
I was there. My mother also was there. I took my initiation at
Radhapur.
I was initiated at Radhapur.
In that parikrama.
In that
parikrama. And I was initiated at Allahabad after retirement.
Yeah.
From parikrama.
And coming from the parikrama. So that way I am senior by you.
Huh?
But Indian people in America, we have even heard about that parikrama.
Huh?
In America, we have even heard from Indian people about that.
Just now, as a matter of fact, I don't have time to think of anything else except that work which I have attended.
Mm-hmm.
Until I complete that work.
Oh, yes, that work, nice.
Mm-hmm.
people who come to foreign countries because you have got qualification, you can speak in education and institution. They will.
I was once offered an exchange professorship by the United States government. That was in 1950. I didn't
realize
that.
When you were in service.
Yes.
They come to see me. Recently, one psychologist and psychiatrist came to see me in Los Angeles. And many scientists come. Some of them are my disciples.
Did you ever...
In Dr. Rao, you know?
I know Dr. Rao.
He's a...
Gurukul.
Yes. He's a scientist.
What's he doing now about that machine?
Have you ever continued the correspondence with that heart surgeon?
No.
It was not serious?
No, he admitted. That you know better than us.
So then why he didn't scientifically try to find out more?
No, our process of presentation is different. Their process of presentation is different. But they can appreciate that we know better than us. Same example, it's like we accept cow dung is pure. Why pure? Because Vedas say the scientific way is not like that. Is not that?
Yes.
They must prove by analysis, by chemical analysis. There is difference between the modern scientist and our process of analysis.
Dr. Kapoor has written an article about that, this question. The one that will be published.
Yeah?
The one that we will publish.
You have said?
Yes.
Our process, Krishna says that He is the Supreme. We accept. Not blindly. Because the other acharyas, they are saying. Now, some rascals taking advantage of that statement. The Krishna can say, I am the Supreme, I am God. So I can also say, Mayavadi theory. Swamis could not do anything in the Western country. There are so many. Vivekananda went in 1893, 3 years before my birth. And what he has done?
He returned converted.
Huh?
He returned converted.
Yes. Instead of converting, he will come.
One day that a man is kicked out.
Who is that?
Swami Satchidananda.
He is kicked out?
He was kicked out.
By?
By the upper echelon of his group. He found he was having sex with his secretary. So
they're all like.
She told her husband, and they told him either you have to leave, or you have to renounce the title of Swami, or you have to lessen the restrictions of Brahmacharya. So he refused to do all three, and then he joined together and asked him to be a integral yogis. This was told to me by a friend of Bhakti John's named Avery, who was one of the...
She's Alice Vivekananda.
Huh?
And their sister Nirvana. Speak of God, you are nonsense. This is the tendency in India.
Fortunately, it's not so with the great majority of people.
No, I'm speaking of the leaders.
Leaders?
Teachers came with that same attitude, although they had been now there.
Top-ranking scientists have begun to realize that they simply don't know anything. Modern science, the top-ranking scientists, not the middle ones, scientists, they all say that we really do not know anything.
Yes,
yeah,
that is
yes.
We do not really.
I was being trained up in this for 1.5 years. I was going to MIT in Boston. I'm planning to go into this chemistry or chemical engineering or metallurgy, something like that. But I could see, actually, the people around me, my student body, all the people in the school, they were so maladjusted and miserable that I decided that this is the result of their scientific training, that they are so miserable, I'm going to leave here immediately. I did so. I got out as quickly as I could. See that their training is just simply bringing them misery in life. And therefore, there is no purpose in such acquiring such knowledge. And Prabhupada describes as being like a jewel in the foot of a snake. It's more dangerous.
Once I was invited to speak in the institution, MIT. I question a very good department of technology to understand the difference between dead body and living body. So I spoke on this. So the student appreciated after the lecture, they gathered. How do you explain? What is that technology? Why the man is dead? Simply based on this bodily concept. Body, everything. Jishanakam buddhi kunapi siddha.
But about body also they don't know anything.
That also they have no perfect knowledge.
About matter they say, C.E.M. Jones has written a book in which